Yes, indeed.
Hi there, Paul. Thank you for holding. I love your name, by the way. I've been using it myself. Been using it myself for almost 54 years, and hopefully, God willing, another 40 or so, if I can get that many.
Yes.
But happy Friday. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, man. I'm sitting at the house taking care of some stuff today.
Sure. Well, I welcome the opportunity to speak with you. This is a position that has only just become available for first page placement on Google and Bing, and Doug is recommending Spud's Handyman, and I can see why. I mean, obviously, when we get your phone ringing directly, calls coming straight to you from someone who will have seen a website that we would build for you, that's going to benefit your company quite a bit. So it's very different than like the Angie leads. Of course, with that, there's the annual membership fee, so you're paying up front just for kind of the privilege of getting leads that you then have to pay for. Unfortunately, it's a shared lead system, so you'll get a lead that two or three of your competitors will get. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit hit or miss, but hopefully you get some jobs out of that, and it pays for itself. But what I think you'll love about our service is it's a flat rate, and overall it's going to be more affordable, especially with the new in-business rate cutting your costs by half. But you'll also reach more people, so it's going to be more profitable. Not everybody uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google, right? If they're not using Google, Paul, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there. You'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps. So it's definitely going to get your phone ringing. And like I said, we're going to do a website for you. Now, a lot of the times, they'll allow me to include a website at no additional cost, especially for the younger companies, and you do qualify for that. So our job, of course, is it's not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to call you. But 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on the first page of Google or Bing. I mean, when we don't know who to call, we don't call our dad anymore. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We use our smartphone or our computer. We type in what we're looking for, and we find what we're looking for on that first page, and we don't have to go past it. So getting you listed where people are looking, where people can find you on their own without knowing the name of your company, it's certainly going to get you quality phone calls. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for a handyman. And again, whatever they type in, fencing work or, you know, the interior, mostly exterior work. So that's going to be really profitable for you right now, especially moving into the spring and summer months. This is going to be great for you. So it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, and I can cut the cost by 50% for a brand new business. Now, it's a promotional rate for a young company, Paul, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it would never go up even by a penny. And it is month to month. So our job is to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. As long as you choose to use the service, that 50% reduction in the cost saves you $200 a month, and it brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to just $199. And that $199 would be the exact amount. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. So you're not paying $30, $40, $60 per lead with this 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's that same fixed flat rate with the calls coming directly to you. Now, of course, the benefit of having that website, it's kind of like a filtering mechanism. Like I said, you won't be the only company that pops up when people in your area are looking for someone who does what you do. And, of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but that's a good thing. It means that the people that do call you are making a conscious, informed, educated decision to call you after they see your website. So we can talk about your services, of course, your service area, put before and after photos on there and things like that. So the people that decide to call you, even before they start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you. So again, that's a little bit different than someone who goes through a lead-based service. I think a lot of the times the reason someone uses like Angie Leads or like Thumbtack or something like that is because they know they're going to get multiple bids. They're going to get a couple of phone calls, and sometimes they're just looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate to budget for something down the road, but you would still be expected to pay for those leads. Now, I wouldn't want to say anything bad about any other company because they do a good job of getting you leads. It's just that, you know, when they're selling that same lead to somebody else, it's hard for me to say that they want you to get that job more than the other guy they sold the same lead to. But whether you get the job or not, you pay for it. But with us, your success is our success. We're investing in the growth of your company. To be honest with you, I mean, as you can well imagine, that $199 doesn't cover our costs, not in that first month anyway. When we're building out that website, creating all the content to get you on that first page, but we invest in your success, and although we know that, well, there are no long-term contracts, of course, it's month-to-month, but we know our clients do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So your success is our success in earning your business, and we'd have to earn your business for a few months anyway just for us to break even, but earning your business 1 month at a time. You know, we've been doing this since 2004, so for over 19 years, you know, a big part of helping small and medium-sized businesses get their name out there, get their business out there, and get their phone ringing. That's a long time, you know, for really any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and getting businesses listed on the Internet. That is a long time, so we definitely do have the experience. Now, did you have any questions for me? I know I threw a lot at you pretty quick there.
I mean, it sounds really good, and I just, you know, I hate that I had went with Angie's List first.
Boy, I tell you, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I mean, whether it was Angie's Leads, which it's been for about 4 years, or it's still Home Advisor powered by Angie, right? It used to be Home Advisor for almost 10 years, and then before that it was Service Magic, but you know, I always do every now and then hear someone say, oh, I wish it would have called me before. And unfortunately, unlike Angie's, where the day that you sign up, there's already leads that have been sent to your competitors, and then they send you those same leads. With us, we can only call through the area when a position becomes available. Now, obviously, I've heard like $288, $289 or something like that, which is the annual membership fee.
$288.
I've heard that before. So, I mean, I can't get that money back, obviously, but I can do right by your company, get your phone ringing, get you the business and the jobs that you're looking for, and I can certainly offset the cost, or some of it anyway. I mean, there's normally a setup fee here, but definitely for a younger company, I know that your advertising dollars are, you know, they're not growing on trees in the backyard, right? So I want to waive that setup fee too and kind of offset a little bit of what you spent. But looking long term, instead of spending like $40 or $60 per lead, I mean, if Angie's had their way, you'd be spending $200 a week with them on the leads that they send you, right? And you might not even talk to somebody. You might call them and they don't even answer because one of your competitors already scheduled it with them. I hate to have that happen to you, but I've heard many business owners share that similar experience, so I do know that it's pretty common with a service like that.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even known about you if I wouldn't have done Angie's List, but now I guess it's just like a burnt $300, you know. I don't want to have to pay leads, you know, all the time, but I'm so new to this. Know about the advertising, you know, game. I was raised word of mouth, you know, long time.
Yeah, you know, that used to be the best way.
So, you know, it's all new to me is what I'm getting at. So I kind of got scammed, if you would call it.
Well, you know, the thing about Angie's, and, you know, I wouldn't say that you're completely out of luck with that $300 or the $288, because Angie's is one of Google's biggest customers. They do spend between $2 and $3 million a month on Google paid ads. That does cover the entire country, though, and all the industries that they do generate leads for. But of course, they make that money right back with their system of kind of capturing those leads from Google, and then they kind of flip them, right? They sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. But they'll have, like, you know, like the top 25 handyman in the area type of thing. So you might be on one of Angie's paid ads on Google, right? So you might still get phone calls even if you never pay for a lead. And they do have a profile page. It's Home Advisor, of course, powered by Angie. So it's homeadvisor.com/rated. And then it says painting and pressure, which is weird. But they do recycle old domains for their profile pages. But anyway, sometimes it's your business name, sometimes it's not your business name. So you've already got that, and I think that's how they try to justify charging you that membership fee. But from where I sit, it's kind of like, you know, to borrow a term from poker parlance, you know, like when you're playing poker, you're pot committed already. You've already put in money enough to want to put in more money, at least that's what they hope, and to kind of finish out and see how your hand plays out. They want you to start now paying for leads to try and get your money back, right? But unfortunately for some business owners, it doesn't ever happen, and they just start ending up throwing good money after bad. So, like I said, I wouldn't want that to happen for you. And like I said, I can't really get that $288 back, but, you know, I'm gonna waive your setup fee and include the website for you. Get your phone ringing. That's the important thing, you know. And people that use Google, they're not just trying to get a handful of estimates, right? They're trying to find someone to hire. And like I said, they might look at a website or two. They might call somebody else. But the ones that do call you really want to work with you. It's a series of quality phone calls from someone in your area needing a guy who can do what you can do, right? And when they see your website, and the ones that call you are thinking, hey, that's my guy. Paul's my guy, you know, and then they try to call you. Yeah. So I think you're really going to do quite well with the service. The best part about it, waiving that setup fee, going month to month with you, even with the website included, the initial investment is just $199, right? And it only works when it works, right? Meaning that we have to get your phone ringing and send you those jobs for it to work for you to keep the service, for it to work for us. So, you know, like I said, we're investing in your success, and I certainly wouldn't offer it to you at a price lower than what it would cost us in that first month to provide for you if I didn't already know you were going to love the service.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. I'm gonna try it. And since I've already done Angie's, I don't really want to pay the fees, but I'm already tied, so I'm gonna get set up with them and see how that goes. But I'm going to try both, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Sure. There is not a conflict. You know, there's no conflict between a paid lead service and being listed on the first page. But what I would tell you, Paul, is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or, like I said, Thumbtack, Craftjack Networks, even my clients that have a track record, that have experience and even success with their lead service, most of my clients, in fact, well, I would think most business owners would prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for a lead and then chase down the same customer their competitors are chasing down.
Yeah.
So you probably feel the same way, right?
That doesn't sound inviting at all.
Not really, right? You know, I don't ever want to say anything bad about another company, but I mean, I've heard people say, the guy yelled at me for calling. He says, I don't need your service anymore. Stop calling me. And he hung up. And then the next thing you have to do is call Angie's or call, you know, Thumbtack, call your lead provider and say, this is what happened. And then you have to fight to get a credit back or something like that. And it's just a lot of work to get work, and time wasted is money wasted, because time is money, right? And your time is valuable. So I wouldn't want you to have to do that. But what I was going to say is a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on their leads. You know, they can keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients just shut their lead-based service off altogether and let their phone ring. Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And to be honest with you, Paul, even when there's traditional word-of-mouth in place, even if someone recommends you to somebody they know, that other somebody they know is probably going to Google it. They're going to want to see, well, does this guy even do what I'm looking for? Can I see photos of the work that they do? So you're going to have that online presence whether someone knows about your company or not. So I think you're really going to love it.
Yeah.
And then when we get your phone ringing, Paul, the 205-949-7470, is that the number you want your customers to call, the number you want on your website? It is, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
You can.
Yes, sir.
An iPhone. Yeah, me too. So the reason I ask you is you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature, and your customers are going to be calling your number. On the website, though, that we build for you, there's a contact form. So people have the option, instead of calling you, to fill out that form, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they hope you can come out. And when they fill out that form, Paul, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away who to follow up with. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically for people to see on the website. If it's a personal email, that's fine. We would just hide it and no one would need to see it. What, Paul, is a good email address either for you or for Spud's Handyman?
I've only got one right now, but I can just give you that one.
It's, sure.
Two P's. It's my first initial and my last name, so it's P-P-I-T-E-O.
I-C-E-O?
No, it's P-P, I is in Indian, T is in Tom, O is in ostrich, and E is in elephant.
Oh, okay. A little bit of static. Okay. And that's your first initial and then your last name. Any numbers or anything? And then is it at Gmail?
Did you understand when I spelled it out?
I think I did. I've got two P's for your first initial and then the first letter in your last name. P-I-T like Tom, E-L-O?
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
12.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so definitely more of a personal email. No one would need to see it. It's just going to be hidden, but it'll still be attached to the contact form. So when people fill out that form, you'll get those emails. And then, of course, like I said, your customers are simply going to call you. When we reach out to you, Paul, to discuss your account or get everything set up, a lot of times we'll use phone or text. Emails are really just reserved for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Just phone call would be fine.
Phone. That's what I thought. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is that the address that the Angie's lists, the Angie's profile has the 45 Siebold Road. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. I thought it would be. I mean, you're service-based. You go out to the customer to perform the service. You don't have a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location, no physical address where customers come to you. Google doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. And, of course, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront, so we're not going to list a physical address for you. Of course, you're out in the field most days anyway, which is really the reason. Excuse me. That's really the reason that Google doesn't want to list a home address is, you know, if someone drives out there, you might not be there to answer the door or talk to somebody. But we're just going to list your city and state, and then certainly, you know, not even a zip code and not that street address. And, you know, we can get you found out. You know, Doug says you might go up to 50 miles for the right job, right? I mean, a big enough job, yeah. Obviously, not to change out a light bulb or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not an Uber driver. You're not getting paid to drive. So if we keep you closer to home, that's going to be good for you, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see. I've got the information that I need on my end to get everything set up. I do have to do a couple of things. One is to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. That's where we kind of do the deep dive. You know, that's where you get into the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk about your website, all the services you want to provide and where you want to provide them. That's going to be a follow-up call, so we'll schedule that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just, you know, stuff you know off the top of your head about your business. And then the other thing that I'm required to do is to read what's called a voice verification. It is, because we are Google partners, it gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving the setup fee, that we're reducing, of course, the cost of the service to that fixed rate of $199, and that we're also including the website, etc. The voice verification, Paul, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. So before I get to that voice verification and schedule your follow-up call, that first payment of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's Discover. Let me get it real quick.
Sure, no problem.
It is a Discover.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last, the business name, any middle initial on there?
It's my full name. It's Paul Allen Pateo.
Is Allen two L's and an E or one L and an A?
Two L's, E and an N.
Gotcha. And then, Paul, you said it was a Discover card. That should start with a 6. All Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, 6011 9755.
Yes, sir.
4633.
Okay.
9356.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0329.
03 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
It is 375.
375. So, Paul, I've got 375, 375 on the back, and I've got March, or 03 of 2029, for the expiration date. Was the card itself 601-9755-4633-9356.
Yes.
And is that bill at the home address?
No.
Is it the same 359-76 zip code?
No, I have a piece of property somewhere else, and that's the address I use for my account.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what is the address for the billing of that particular card?
It's 151.
Mm-hmm.
County Road 8.
Okay.
Double Springs, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip code?
35553.
Okay, 35553. Okay. So, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question. Give me just one second here, Paul, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Spuds Handyman.
Perfect. And that's how I have that, Paul. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Paul Alicateo, owner and operator of Spuds Handyman.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Pateo, as the owner and operator of Spuds Handyman, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Paul, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Paul, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Paul, we ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that all of that information is accurate. Paul, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business because, of course, you go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, Paul, that I was able to apply with the setup fee waived, with the website included, with it, of course, being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, Paul, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, Paul, that rate will never go up on you. It is, of course, a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Paul, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Pateo, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Paul, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and pull up that client interview calendar to schedule your follow-up call. Now, we do ask for a one-hour window, but the call takes about half an hour. We do schedule by the hour. Now, if you're okay with it, I could get you in at 11 o'clock or 12 if you wanted something a little later. There's a 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's a 3. Looks like we're booked out at 4. So there'd be a 3 o'clock or a 5 o'clock this afternoon. But did you want something sooner than that?
Yeah, 11 will be fine. I'll go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to get the notes in here pretty quick, but it's not going to be probably right at 11. It'll probably be just a couple of minutes after. If I'm available, I was going to say if I'm available between phone calls, but I'll probably be just getting off that phone call when they're ready to call you. So I'll probably be ready to be on the first part of that call anyway, to just kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, I'm going to miss that meeting. I'll probably miss that meeting. It's okay. We got a meeting scheduled at that time, but I'll just kind of get the debrief afterwards. But anyway, if I'm not available, they'll make the call anyway. Real quick, I wanted to put a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us, even if it's you, Paul, telling us that there was Spud's handyman, even if we recognize your voice, we're probably still going to ask you for the answer to the question. Anyone who calls you, Paul, this is important, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which, of course, you can remember. It's Paul. It's actually Paul Gordon. And they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If it's not something they can tell you right away, if they're asking you for more money, it's not us, okay? Just politely let them know. The answers, or at least the options, I should say, for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. And what is the answer?
Birmingham.
Birmingham,
Alabama.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then you should have received that confirmation email through our automated system. It's got our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. You might, oh, it did already send that one. The one that I'm hoping you might be able to take a look at, though, is the local splash initial invoice. You should have received that by text and email. If you open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you open that up, it's...
I see one that says splash to get your Google business profile verification to Google.
Okay, not that one.
Okay, that probably takes one there.
That's one that's important too, though, but you don't have to do that now. That's just to help us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified. Anything on there that you can send our way, photos of your service vehicle or anything like that, if you've got a business card. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
No, I've just started. That's not.
That's okay.
That's something. I ain't grown enough to do that yet, so.
Well, if that ever changes, let us know so we can add that to your website. But that's okay. That's not a problem. And then it looks like you got the welcome email as well with the client support phone number and hours of operation. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. But the one that I was hoping you might be able to open up now is the other one. It says local splash initial invoice on it.
Yeah, just please click here to accept the...
Exactly. So if you click on that blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it'll go to the local splash terms of experience. Everything that we did, just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Of course, starts with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Now, Google is going to be our main focus. I mean, it's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it is about 1 out of 10 people that would choose Bing over Google, so we want you to get those phone calls too. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you'll see a long line that goes all the way across it. It's got your mobile number on there, and then a couple of boxes to check, and we do want you to click both of those boxes. One is just to allow us to send SMS messages, which are just text messages through the computer. The other one, of course, is to certify that you are the user and signer of the card on file. And then once you click both of those boxes, you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So first, middle, and last, case sensitive. So first letters being capitalized.
So all I had to do was click the boxes, then I got a sign, right?
Yeah, correct. You can either copy and paste it or type it in. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. And if you do type it in, like I said, it's your full name, Paul Allen Pateo, with the P, A, and P all capitalized, just the spaces where they would normally go. And then once you've got your name.
It's all, the whole name is capitalized?
No, just the P, the A and the P are capitalized.
I guess.
Just as it appears there, if you were to type it in anywhere.
Okay, I'm doing that right now. Let's see.
It is kind of specific, you know. If you've got an extra space at the end or something like that, it won't allow you to click it.
Okay, it went to username and password.
Okay, perfect. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it is it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, and our system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. We do have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change that password once you log in. Actually, I can give you the username that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. It's easy to remember, though. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, Paul, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, the 205-949-7470, that's your username. You don't have to go that step right now. In fact, if you tried, I think it would give you an error message that the page itself has not yet been created.
Okay.
Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I'm just going to send you a calendar invite for that follow-up call. It's within the hour already. Otherwise, our automated system would have sent you out a reminder. But you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, it might be not 5 minutes. It might be 10 or even 15 minutes before we give you that phone call. But we do have that one-hour okay. window for the call that should only take about 30 minutes. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get your phone ring and get that website out there for you.
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Paul.
It's always a pleasure speaking to Paul, especially I talk to myself too because sometimes I need I need an expert opinion, right? But yeah. It's always nice to talk to another Paul who is kind and respectful, and you certainly have been.
Yes,
I appreciate that. All right, Paul. Well, we'll be calling you back in just a little bit here for your client interview. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Take care. You too. Thank you, Paul. Bye now.